I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be talking about the path grows brighter. We're going to be looking at Proverbs chapter 4, where it says the path of the righteous grows brighter and brighter. It shines ever brighter. And we've been talking about the last couple of weeks. I feel like this time of the year, today is actually the 4th of July. So happy 4th of July if you're watching this on the 4th of July. But this time of the year, as we're getting into the summer, it's this reminder for us that God's path for us, it grows brighter and brighter. Just like the light increases as we get into the summer, the days are longer, it's warmer out, the light is increasing. That's a reminder for us that God's path for our lives is supposed to be growing brighter and brighter. You know, we talked about yesterday about how we'll be transformed by God's glory. We're going to be transformed by him with ever-increasing glory. This time of year is just this reminder that God wants to expand us. He wants to grow. He wants to have our light shine brighter and brighter. He wants to give us more light into him, his ways, his purpose, his plans for us. And all of these things should be expanding. This time of year is a reminder of all those things. But let's get started with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer. And then we'll get into the training for today. But the 30-day prayer challenge, if you are new to us here, this is the place to start. Our whole program, the Abundant Life Blueprint, started for me with Proverbs 13:22, which says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And that verse got me thinking, what's more valuable than money that I could pass on to my children? And the book of Proverbs says that wisdom is more valuable than gold and silver and precious stones. It's also important to remember, where does wisdom come from? God is the source of wisdom. It says, I believe in the book of James, if we need wisdom, we can ask God. And if we're not double-minded, we're single-minded in that God is the source of wisdom and that he wants to give it to us. He wants to help us. That's where true wisdom, you know, we talk often about wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, and the difference between the three. And I think wisdom, we get wisdom first. I think Proverbs 8 says that wisdom was the first of God's acts. Wisdom is first. When we get wisdom, it leads to us having understanding, where we understand how pieces fit together, how things work. We understand patterns and relationships and all these types of things. We have understanding. We understand that God's with us. He's for us. He's trying to help us. And that leads to knowledge. So wisdom leads to understanding. Understanding the situation and what's going on leads to knowledge. Knowledge is knowing what to do and when to do it. Because when it comes to knowledge, there is a timing component. The right thing to do at a certain time might be different at another time. And that's where this path of the righteous, it grows brighter and brighter. And one of the things to think about is as our light grows brighter, we know more and more to do. We talk often about do what you know to do. I'm getting a little bit off track here. We're going to pray here in just a second, I promise. But we talk often about doing what you know to do and doing it with a good attitude. But as your light grows brighter, as your path grows brighter, you know more and more of what to do. And you walk in the light that you have. So as you know more and more to do, what to do, your wisdom, your understanding grows, you will know more what to do on a greater level and at the proper time as you grow in that. So let's pray. This prayer challenge, this is the prayer I pray over myself, my family, everybody connected to me every day. And we use this prayer, about a 2-minute long prayer, mostly of scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez. And then we'll take a couple minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still and to listen, to follow God's leading and plan out those things that we know to do. And then we'll finish the training today with communion. But Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, and all their families, their friends, those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you. I thank you for releasing us from the darkness, for transferring us into the light. And this path of yours grows brighter and brighter. Every day, it grows brighter and brighter till the full light of day. We thank you for your purpose and your grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us. and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today. We ask you to expand our borders and our territory, expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world, but most importantly, starting with the people right around us. We ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So let's do the other half of prayer. Looking back over the last day, it's good to gain some encouragement over what went well. It's good to fix our minds on the things that went well, not on the things that went wrong. But over the last 24 hours, what went well? What were your wins? What were the things that you got executed? The steps that you took, ways you saw God coming through? If you have just a second, you can write these things down. If you need a tracker for this, you can go to the Abundant Life Training Center on our website there. And on the free tools and resources page, you'll find some additional training that goes with this prayer and the other half of prayer, along with a tracker that you can use to go through this process. But our next question: how are your levels of peace and joy and confidence in God over the last day? And remember, it's like a light switch. Either God's supernatural peace and joy and confidence in him are flowing, overflowing, or they're not. And it could be a case where it was flowing all day. It could be a case where it was flowing, but then something got you off track, pressures, worries, whatever. Your focus just got off. Or it could just be a case where it was, no, I just didn't have a good emotional state yesterday. And I'll be honest, yesterday, in the early part of the day, I got thrown off track. My emotional state got off track. I got a little stressed. I got a little frustrated. And most of it had to do with time pressure. Most of it had to do with time pressure. In my book that we have, The Pockets of Prosperity, which has all of our practical blueprints for life, for health and family and time and purpose and community, finances, we talk about in the time blueprint, and especially when it comes to order and time. Order is about putting things in their proper position. And then time, one of the big things we talk about is making sure you have plenty of margin. When we talk about putting things in their proper position, spacing is very important. You give plenty of space and plenty of margin. Well, yesterday, just the way the schedule played out early in the day, I was just back to back, one thing to the next, one thing to the next, one thing to the next. And it seemed like I was hurried all day long. And that got to me a little bit. Unfortunately, I wish I could say I just went through it no problem, had overflowing peace and joy. I was good for a portion of it. But then as I got to the end, just one thing after another, it got to me a little bit. I lost my peace and my joy a little bit. I had to keep working to get it back. And I had to keep telling myself, you know what? God's more than enough. He can help me navigate this time of pressure. It was just a short couple hour period. He can help me navigate this time of pressure. I had to keep redirecting my mind back onto that. But building some space in your schedule, give yourself some buffer space, give yourself some margin longer than you think you need in between activities, in between things that you put on your schedule. That's something that can help to just reduce the amount of pressure on you. Because a lot of times when we get under pressure, that's when we lose that peace, that joy, those types of things. Now, what did I do? Whenever you find something that's knocking you out, knocks you out of that peace and that joy, you need to begin to ask yourself, number one, what's going on here? Obviously, some kind of button, in this case for me, some kind of button in my heart got pushed. And what came out was not peace and joy. But the good news is I've learned how to reprogram those buttons, and you can do the same. And it's the simplest thing you've ever done. Here's what we're going to do. Whatever that button was, if a button got pushed yesterday and something other than peace and joy and love and kindness and gentleness and goodness, something other than that came out of you when some button got pushed, here's what we're going to do. Very simple prayer. Number one, Heavenly Father, forgive me for responding in that way. And forgive yourself. Give yourself that grace. A lot of times this, we lose that peace and joy because we put that pressure on ourselves and we beat ourselves up because things are not where we want them to be just yet. And we condemn ourselves and beat ourselves up. And then it's a very simple prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you that what you put in me is more than enough to handle those situations, whatever button got pushed, to handle that with grace and ease and beauty and poise and peace and joy. Thank you that it's more than enough. And Heavenly Father, help me tap into that. Help me grow that so that the next time that happens, I just flow right through it with peace and joy. And if you'll pray that very simple prayer, I believe you're going to see a change. It's going to be instant. The next time it happens, you're going to see a change in how things go. So, next question. What do you know to do? We talk about the path of the righteous grows brighter and brighter. What you know to do, that should be expanding. That should be growing over time. What do you know to do over the next day? Things that you need to get done could be things around the house, errands you need to do. Today is 4th of July for us, so it's a holiday, so we don't have as many things to do. But what do you know to do today? And then maybe are there some things you've been procrastinating on, things that keep coming to mind, like, oh, I need to do that, but you keep putting it off. Maybe there's some bigger things God's been stirring you to do, but you haven't done them because they look scary or overwhelming. How could you just get started? How could you say yes? We talked about recently, God's vision for your life should be expanding. Every year it should be expanding. This time of year is a reminder of that. If he showed everything he had for you at one time to you, it would be too overwhelming. Most of us would never get started. And so he unfolds it to us over time. Every year it should be growing and growing and growing. The path of the righteous grows brighter, shines brighter and brighter. So what do you know to do? And the next question, what is the most important thing God has been trying to teach you or show you over the last day? What's he trying to say to you? And just taking note of those things and growing in those things over time. But let's get into our teaching for today, and we'll get into communion. I was reading just this morning. So if you're not familiar with it, I read from the book of Proverbs every day. I read one proverb every morning. And Proverbs has 31 chapters. So I think July this month has 31 days in the month. So every morning, whatever day of the month it is, I read that chapter in the book of Proverbs. So today's 4th of July. I was reading from Proverbs chapter 4. And so I'm reading this verse here. And I've been thinking a lot about, like I said, this idea, God's path expands for us. And how about the summertime right now, that it's growing brighter out, it's growing lighter. I've been thinking about that. And I come across this verse this morning, and I've seen this before, and you guys have probably seen it before too, but it says, the path of the righteous, this is Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. The path of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. So one of the first things to think about here is the way of darkness. When you're in the dark, you can stumble easily over things. When you're in the darkness, you can stumble easily over things. But the path of the righteous, and you may say, well, how do I know if I'm righteous? I used to wonder this when I started reading Proverbs. Man, it's been almost 10 years I've been doing this. When I first started reading Proverbs, I would wonder, how do I know if I'm righteous? Am I good enough? How do I know if I meet that criteria? And here's one of the most important things about our faith. Jesus is your righteousness. You're righteous not because of what you do. You're righteous because of what he did. He fulfilled a law that none of us could fulfill. God made him to be sin so that we could be the righteousness of God. Jesus was made unto us wisdom, sanctification, righteousness, and redemption. We've been given this gift of righteousness as a free gift. And so when we first believe in Jesus, we accept him into our heart. We've been made the righteousness of God. And you may say, well, I don't feel like I'm righteous. I still sin. I still miss it. I still do these things. But regardless of that, God made you to be righteous. To be righteous means to be in right standing with God. It means you're doing right. And you may say, well, I don't feel like I'm doing right all the time. And Jesus was made unto you righteousness, and that never changes. His righteousness is fixed, it's unwavering, it's immovable, and it's constant. And we can receive that from him. And what's going to happen is this: as you receive his righteousness, it's going to empower you. His Holy Spirit living on the inside of you is going to empower you to start turning things around, to start growing in your righteousness. You're going to begin to walk it out. So you're going to receive that from him, and he's going to empower you from the inside, not by force and rules and making you do it. He's going to prompt you on the inside to want to do the right things. And what's going to happen is this: as your light grows brighter, as you spend more and more time connecting with God — God is light — as you spend more and more time connecting with him, you're going to grow in your wisdom, your understanding, your knowledge of him. And you're going to know more and more of what to do. And as you learn, as that begins to expand, what do? You just start walking in it. You do what you know to do, and you do it with peace and joy and confidence in God. And so as that begins to expand, you may find things, as it says here, when the light gets turned on, you may find some things that you are stumbling over. You may find some things that you are stumbling over. I'm just thinking right now. It says that Jesus is the stone, and people trip over the stone. He was the stumbling block. People keep tripping over him because they're in the darkness. And so when the light is turned on, you can very easily see what's in your way and just move it out of the way, or step over it and not trip over it. So as we know more and more to do, as our light grows brighter and brighter, it allows us to bypass or to remove some things very easily that we were stumbling on before. And as we grow brighter and brighter, we know more and more of what to do. But the path of the righteous — Jesus was made unto you righteousness. He makes you righteous. It's like the first gleam of dawn. It starts out small. Everything God does starts as a seed, and it grows and grows. God likes to expand. He likes to grow. It says the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. It starts out very small, but it grows to become one of the biggest trees of the field. He said the kingdom of heaven is like yeast that someone put in dough. It's just like a tiny bit of yeast, but it leavens the whole batch. It grows through the whole thing. It expands through the whole thing until it shines brighter and brighter. So I think you have a couple things. As your light grows brighter and brighter, you're going to know more and more what to do. But the Bible also talks about — we did a communion meditation, I don't know, maybe last week — on how God's going to make you shine like stars. God can make your face shine. Those that look upon him are radiant. It's going to make your life shine as well. You're going to know more and more of what to do. You're going to begin to walk in that light of what you know. And it's going to make your life shine brighter and brighter, like stars in a dark world, I believe is what the verse says. I think it's from Philippians. But the path of the righteous. So we're going to take communion over this. And I think I touched on it yesterday. Something I've been thinking about, you know, this, the value of what communion does for us. Communion has this amazing ability for us to bring the sacrifice of Jesus into the present moment, making it active and relevant in our lives and changing the trajectory of our lives going forward. Communion is this amazing opportunity to meditate on the sacrifice of Jesus and all he went through for us. It's this amazing opportunity to meditate on our covenant with God, of God's steadfast, unfailing love for us. It's also this amazing opportunity that all of the promises in Christ Jesus, because we've been made righteous, we are right with God. So every promise God has made, the answer is yes and amen. Yes, and so be it. All of these promises are available to us. And how do we inherit these promises? Through faith and patience. It's not going to happen at once. It's going to grow brighter and brighter over time. But I believe that communion is one of the ways that we can receive God's love, this covenant, all that Jesus has done, while also activating some of these promises that he has made for us, where we just receive them, where we take them, where we make them active and relevant in our lives and say, you know what? I believe that. I'm going to start walking in that. I believe God's going to fulfill that for me in our lives. And it can create a turning point where it changes the trajectory of our lives going forward as we begin to stand on his word in specific areas. So as we take communion today, we're going to do so with just awe and reverence for what Jesus did for us, what he went through for us. His body was broken, his blood was shed, crown of thorns, his side was pierced, holes in his hands and feet, all that he went through for us. I actually think that even the physical part of it might not have even been the worst part. The cup of God's wrath. He was separated from God for a time. The cup of God's wrath was poured full strength onto him so that we could have God's steadfast, unfailing love, and that his path for our life can grow brighter and brighter all the time. And that's truly an amazing thing. But Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bread and what it represents. We thank you that the body of Jesus, it says it pleased you to crush him. It's an interesting thought. It pleased God to crush Jesus. Why would it please God to crush him? Because he knew what was on the other side of it. Jesus is going to come back to life, and all of us were going to come with him. We would be restored back to him. So did it please him to crush Jesus? He didn't want to do it, but he knew what was on the other side of it. Same thing for Jesus. Jesus didn't want to go through the cross. He says, please take this cup away from me. But he was willing to submit himself to God, to be pleasing to God, and also to see all of us coming back as well. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bread and what it represents, and we bless it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that on the night he was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And then he said, what? Take it. Told his disciples, take it, receive it. Receive what? He makes you righteous. He makes you right with God, and his path for your life is growing brighter and brighter every day till the full light comes. So if you have your bread, you can receive your bread. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He says, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. Father, we thank you for this cup and what it represents, and we bless it in Jesus' name. We just thank you for this newness of life, this new covenant. We can be made new. Our path in life can grow brighter and brighter. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. All right, so now it simply becomes about walking it out. What do you know to do? What is the light that you have? Walk in the light that you have and trust that as you keep showing up, you keep connecting with God, he's going to keep expanding that path. And he's going to, when the light comes, you're going to say, hey, wait a minute. That thing was in my way. I'm just going to step over. I'm going to move it out of the way and keep doing what you know to do. Keep walking in the light that you have and doing it with a good attitude. You keep doing that. You keep connecting with God. You keep staying tuned into him. I believe your path is going to grow brighter and brighter. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, we've got a whole series of courses that guide you through everything that we do, with training for every area of life, along with live training that we do every week. You can learn more at our website, theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.